weather station claims to be local.
Since when is Glendale local?
KCAA News Talk 1050, your true local station.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. President Obama is hours away from his State of the Union address. Among the guests is Warren Buffett's secretary, who has been noted as paying a higher tax rate than her billionaire boss. White House advisor David Plouffe says that is part of the problem.
When the middle class, the average middle class worker, is paying more in taxes than people who are making $50, $60 million a year, we've got to change that.
Republicans in Congress aren't expecting much. Joe Walsh is a Republican from Illinois.
This is going to be a campaign speech, pure and simple.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today. The Dow was off 33 points, the S&P was off 1, and the NASDAQ was up 2. The head of the government's new consumer finance watchdog office is prepared to sue companies that offer unfair or deceptive mortgages and credit cards. But Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Director Richard Cordray says his agency will work with financial companies whenever possible. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
Hi, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I'd like a couple of inches off the back, and if you could just trim the bangs, done.
Okay, hold still.
To do a job well, you need the right tools. If you're filing your taxes online, make sure you use the right tool for the job. With H&R Block at Home, you get the very best tax software available. File your simple tax return for free at hrblock.com today and receive free audit support. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Free version applies to simple tax situations. More complex taxes require a paid version.
Meet one of your local GEICO agents.
Hi, folks.
Actually, we've got a lot in common, you and I.
We do?
You like to save folks 15% or more on their car insurance.
Sure do.
I like to save folks 15% or more on their car insurance. It's like we're twins, separated at birth.
Okay.
Except for the old tail thing.
Saving money is a lot closer than you think. Stop by or call for a free rate quote to see how much you could save on car insurance. Contact your local GEICO office in Ontario, Oxnard, or Riverside.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Rod Tanner. For tonight, we'll have clear skies with a low of 49 as winds gust to 20 miles an hour. There's a high wind warning in effect through 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies and a high of 77. North winds will gust over 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night, it'll be clear with a low of 53. Thursday should be sunny and warmer with a high of 84. Thursday night, we'll have clear skies with a low of 48. Friday will finish the week with sunshine and a high of 78. That's your weather forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio, AM 1050, KCAA.
Good afternoon. It's 4:03. I'm Brett Malik with this Inland Empire traffic update brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief treats the real problem of your sinus congestion, reducing swelling due to nasal inflammation. The right relief for the right problem. Speaking of problems, there's one on the 60 eastbound before Euclid. A stalled big rig is blocking the right lane, and traffic is backed up to Phillips Ranch Road. The alternate route is to take the 10. That is slow, however, from Haven to Citrus. The 210 is moving well, so you might want to consider that as well. It is currently 65 degrees in downtown San Bernardino. We have Taking Your Business Seriously with Gary Capolino coming up next, right here on the station that leaves no listener behind in your home for the Cal State San Bernardino Coaches Show, Coyote Sports Tonight, coming up later on tonight at 6 p.m. on AM 1050 and KCAAradio.com.
Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company has been serving the greater Inland Empire for over 60 years. For all of your printing needs, from full-color printing to high-speed copying and everything in between, go to Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company. Their staff is committed to your total satisfaction. Great service isn't just lip service at Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company. It's the way they do business year after year. Having trouble finding drafting supplies? Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company still carries a complete selection. Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company is rated high in customer satisfaction by ValueStar, an independent rating company. For all of your personal or business printing, call Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company at 909-792-3478. That's 792-3478. Or visit them on New York Street in Redlands off the I-10 and the Crosstown Freeway.
Are you looking to turn your home into a secure income stream? Consider the Home-Based Gift Annuity offered by the University of California, Riverside. The UCR Home-Based Gift Annuity pays you income for life while you stay in your home for life. Here's how it works. You agree to donate your property to the university while retaining full control and the right to live in it for your lifetime. In return, you receive guaranteed life income in the form of a fixed annuity. Your annuity rate is based on your age and a portion of your home value. You'll also get a charitable deduction and ongoing tax savings. The UCR Home-Based Gift Annuity is backed by the Office of the President of the entire UC system. For more information, call the UCR Gift Planning Office at 877-249-0181. That's 877-249-0181.
The station that leaves no listener behind.
KCAA Loma Linda, News Talk Radio for the Inland Empire.
This is Taking Your Business Seriously with Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. Here now to help you take your business to the next level, the host of Taking Your Business Seriously, Gary Capolino.
This is Taking Your Business Seriously on KCAA 1050. I'm your host, Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. Today I'm going to talk about the Business Expo. If you have a question relating to the subject of small business, you can email us through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage, or you can call us directly at 1-888-909-1050. If you call us during the show, I will answer your question on the show. Okay, now this is actually part two of the Business Expo. We began it last week, and for those of you who missed last week and would like to hear it, you can access the podcast to last week's show or any of the shows that I've done through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage. Okay, so last week, just to give a quick once-over so you can so you didn't miss anything, the basic element is the Small Business Expo. Why do we have a Small Business Expo? It's ultimately an opportunity in a business environment or in a business marketing environment to get the word out about your business to other business people. The people who exhibit there are generally business people, business owners. The people who visit these expos are frequently people who are looking for different ways to spend their money, but ultimately it's in many cases a curiosity approach, but they come to see what's there, and as they interact with the different businesses, sometimes the wheels of activity in our brain start to work, and we start coming up with ideas. Oh, yeah, I could use somebody like that. Oh, I didn't know somebody provided that service. Oh, you're in Riverside. That's not bad. We should talk. And ultimately, that's how the process gets started. But ultimately, we're in a networking environment, and this is a networking environment also, but a lot of times in the traditional networking meeting, you're limited to a minute or less to talk about the specifics of your business and to learn a little bit about the business of the other person. But when you're in a business expo, you aren't so limited to time. If nobody's talking to you, then you can talk to the person that wants to talk to you without any boundaries. And at the same time, as you learn a little bit about their business, that gives you opportunities to either pursue the interest in their business or at the same time invent ways that you can serve their business. Okay? Now, the next question, of course, that we covered was which small business expo should you go to? And depending on how long you've been in business, how large your business is, and what your geographic coverage is, those are really the elements that dictate it. But at the same time, as in any other marketing venture, the intelligent approach, for lack of a better term, is to start off with small bites and get a grasp and an understanding of the process, and then you can tailor your exhibiting skills to that particular process. The local small business expo, and generally a lot of chambers of commerce on an annual basis have a business expo, both for the benefit of their members, but also the benefit of the local business community, that while chambers of commerce are generally business-oriented organizations, and they are supported by their members, traditionally they take a wider view than just their membership. But ultimately their intent is to facilitate business activity in the neighborhood. And they get involved with things like legislative influence and working with their city or their local government to eliminate some of the barriers to doing business. Okay, but anyway, one of the things that these organizations do is they have business expos, and I like to think of the Moreno Valley Business Expo that I attended a number of years ago as a good example of a small local business. The people who went to it, who exhibited at it, were traditionally the members of the Chamber of Commerce. The people who attended it were probably members of the Chamber of Commerce also. But then, in addition to those people, it was generally local people. People who either had a business, were interested in starting a business, or were just interested in the businesses and what they might find at a business expo. Okay, a lot of times, in order to promote one's business, there's a lot of giveaways, and for some people, that's an attraction. Also, they usually have some element of a series of seminars, which is also a good opportunity for the exhibitor or people who are participating to tell a little bit more about their business in an educational setting. Although I will point out that a lot of times those speaking slots are used either for promotional purposes or are sold to insiders or are sold to the people who are underwriting the event. But all this remains to be seen. And you investigate each individual expo individually. The nice thing about the local one is it doesn't cost much. So therefore, the cost of promoting your business is more reasonable. Granted, you're not going to be exhibiting to the same number of people than if you were in Los Angeles. But when you go to Los Angeles, and the expo that comes to mind was one that was being promoted by one of the major radio stations, and I believe it was in the Los Angeles Convention Center. But there were a lot of people there, a lot of exhibitors. But the fact is that because of the promoter being a major radio station, the promotion and the invitations and the participation covered a much larger geographic area. As a result, you have more people. As a result, you also have a much higher fee to participate. There's an entry fee. There's also an exhibitor fee. And some booths are small, some booths are large. Some of the booths come with a speaking engagement. Again, it varies from one to the other, but in determining which one that you go to, it mostly has to do with A, how much you can afford, B, what geographic area your customers or your potential customers are at, and the other is, if you're thinking of expanding into new areas, working through a business expo might be a good initial approach in exploring that particular option. Okay. Now, the other thing that's good about working through your local chamber of commerce, presumably you already network through there. So by being at their business expo, you get to build on your existing network, because the people at the expo will largely be people that you already know. But this gives them an opportunity to learn a little bit more about your business, as it gives you the opportunity to learn a little bit more about their business. Remember, this goes both ways. It's not all about my business. You're there to promote your business, but you're also there for the benefit of your friends and associates, and from time to time, you need the services for your products for your business, and you may find them at a business expo. And then, of course, there's the possibility of the speaking opportunity. Okay, when you go to a business expo, what you generally need you get a table usually, and usually it's skirted, and sometimes it's a good idea to have some kind of a signage or a banner, have some handouts that you can give to people so they can take it with them, and at the end of the day, they actually have something that both will refresh their memory about the fact that they spoke to you, hopefully they spoke to you, and at the same time, it will provide contact information so that they can come back to you and communicate about doing business with you. Okay? You obviously want to have business cards, because business cards are the primary contact person, and specifically, they give a contact person on there. Okay? And then, as I always like to say, bring your personality, because you want to present yourself as somebody that they would want to do business with, somebody who is pleasant to deal with, someone who's conversational, all the things that go with the social element of people that you can be comfortable with. Okay? If you're in the transportation industry and are looking for a co-pilot, okay, it's got to be somebody you like. Okay? Well, depending on what your involvement is with your clients, if they don't like you, it's not going to work. Okay, so that's something that's important. And the business expo, if this is the first time you're meeting people, that's your first opportunity. It is all about that first impression. Okay, then the other thing that I like to point to that is one of those little meaningless things that have all the meaning in the world, and that is bring candy. Okay, everybody has their own little gimmick to get people to come to your booth. Okay, some people will get promotional items. I always remember one guy who had these little round things. They were kind of like the size of a coin. They were made out of styrofoam, and they had the logo printed on it. And they're kind of like a coin, but not really, and they call them round to it. How they got to that, I'm not sure, but I think it had something to do with getting around to it. But ultimately, that was a promotional item. Another company I knew made nail files, so they gave out free nail files. And there's all kinds of things. There's mugs. Just go to any promotional or open any promotional item catalog, and you will probably find those at a business expo. Okay? And another thing that is always a good idea is having some kind of candy that makes your breath better. And I always remember one exhibit I went to a number of years ago, and I had just quickly went to the concession, had a hot dog, and then started talking to somebody that I'd been talking to earlier, and he handed me a breath mint. And he says, "Let me guess, you just ate a hot dog." And he knew. But the thing about the candy is that if you get good candy, and that's always my secret, okay, none of those little breath mints or none of those little red and white candies, but get some real candy and spend a little bit for it, and you will be amazed at the number of people that take the trouble to come to your booth. And for those of you who are attending the Riverside Convention Center Business Expo, that's going to be between 4:30 and 7:30 next Tuesday. Check out my candy. The one other expo that I was at, Moreno Valley, everybody that was there had some of my candy. And I'm not saying it's anything special, but when nobody else brings any, you got the market cornered. And maybe I'm giving away my secret, assuming there's people in Riverside listening to the radio show today. This is Taking Your Business Seriously on KCAA 1050. I'm your host, Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. Today I'm talking about the Business Expo, and when we return, I will be also talking about the Business Expo. If you have a question relating to small business, you can email it me through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage, or you can call us during the show at 888-909-1050. Any question about a small business, and we'll answer it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners, do you want to spend more time focusing on your business and less on managing it? In these economic times, you don't need to add another full-time salary to get more effective administration. Take your business to the next level with radio host and founder of the part-time CFO, Gary Capolino, who's been serving Southern California business for over 20 years. He provides outsourced professional services you can afford. Call Gary at 951-653-5053. That's 951-653-5053 or GaryThePartTimeCFO.com.
Today's episode, Rattlesnake at the Pond.
Oh, no, a rattlesnake! Sassy, help! You will, but first you want to talk about shelter pets? The majority of pets in shelters are there due to owner-related issues like divorce or allergies?
Save us, Sassy!
What, Sassy? You wish you were videotaping this? Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
My name is Meera Batra. I have been in this country 32 years, and this is how I live united. America has always been the land of promise, and in my community, many families have come for a better life. Coming from another culture myself, I know the desire to become part of a community, to feel at home, and to gain the tools for our children and families to succeed. So I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to look beyond their histories and to see what opportunities are available. We help them get involved with their kids' schools, network within the community, and when we do, we unite them. We make the community stronger. What I do is something I wish someone had done for me, and I am so grateful I am able to. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunities and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In every community, hardworking families are living in unhealthy and substandard housing. They simply need a hand up, not a hand out. Habitat for Humanity is providing that hand up, and you can help. Call 877-277-4344, toll-free, or visit carsforhomes.org to learn how you can donate a car, truck, boat, or RV, running or not, to help families in your local community. Habitat's Cars for Homes program sells your donated vehicle to raise funds for building simple, decent, and affordable homes in partnership with low-income families. Plus, your vehicle donation may be eligible for a tax deduction. Visit carsforhomes.org to donate a car, truck, boat, or RV to help Habitat for Humanity build homes and change the lives of families within our community. Donate, volunteer, get involved. Visit carsforhomes.org.
The difference between us and the other stations? We like you. We really, really like you. AM 1050, KCAA.
They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time. Life's been good to me so long.
This is Taking Your Business Seriously on KCAA 1050. I'm your host, Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. Today I'm talking about the Business Expo. If you have a question relating to the subject of small business, you can email us through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage, or you can call us at 888-909-1050. If you call us during the show, we'll do our best to answer your question during the show. Okay, the review of last week's show has almost taken all of this one, but we'll see if we can move a little bit quicker here. I was talking about the importance of bringing candy to your booth. You can agree, you can disagree. At the end, count how many people came to your booth. and decide whether you made the right decision or not. Okay, the projected attendance at the Riverside Convention Center next week is 800 people like last year, hopefully more. Anyway, the other elements of what to bring to the expo, dress for success, okay? You want to present yourself in the best light. I'm not sure that that means that an auto mechanic should show up in a tuxedo, but if you're in air conditioning or a company or something like that, and your employees wear uniforms, you may dress a little bit differently because you are the owner, but having people in your booth who are in uniform is a very favorable way to present your business. It makes you look professional, and that's just an example. Also, if you sell a product, you might want to bring some to sell. Okay, in my case, something that I sell on occasion is a video called Taking Your Business Seriously, and we're in production on another video based on the success of the first one, and I also sell a sample business plan. I will probably be bringing those with me to enhance my presence at the business expo. Okay, and then the other thing, of course, is having readily available contact information. We talked about the handouts, and we talked about the business cards, and something that a lot of people forget is to make contact lists. If they have a meaningful conversation with somebody, they need to make a list of who these people are. You may get about 50 cards over the course of a day. You may get 100 cards, but there may be 3 or 4 people that you actually met that those cards belong in a different pocket or perhaps on a list. Those are the people that you need to get in touch with after the business expo. And in that sense, don't wait for them. Go get them. Okay. Now, the basic rules for exhibiting are to arrive early in order that you can adequately set up your exhibitor booth to present your business in the best light. For some people, this takes a lot of time, and something that I noticed on the flyer that went out with the Riverside Business Expo, if you're an exhibitor, you can be there 4.5 hours early for a 3-hour exhibit. In other words, you got all the time you need. Okay. Another thing that is a good rule of thumb is no eating while you're exhibiting. Okay. When you are exhibiting, you want to present yourself in your best light. And if you ever think about the subject of eating or the social element of eating, it is always that you don't eat in front of people. That means you are never the only one that's eating. Now, we consider that a form of politeness, but at the same time, what it really comes down to is eating is not a flattering activity for anybody. Okay? I always like to say that the English may have dressed it up with silverware and plateware and all the things that make it look nice and genteel, formal, high class, etc., but when it gets to the actual act of eating, we haven't really progressed that far from the dog. We may be a little bit higher up on the genetic chart, but the fact is, eating is still eating, and ultimately it has to do with putting raw food into your mouth. Okay, but anyway, that's, again, one exception to that might be that if you're talking to somebody who is eating some of the candy from your booth, then it might be appropriate for you, in their presence while they're eating, for you to have some candy too. And that is just one of those casual rapport things that it puts you both at the same level. If you're trying to do business with somebody, you want to be dealing at the same level with them. Okay? Drinks are generally okay, but try to keep them out of sight and try to keep them away from your handouts. If you spill it in the right place and you're carrying all your stuff in a box and the drink goes into that box, chances are you just ruined all the promotional material you just brought. Okay? No gum chewing. Just doesn't look good. Not a good thing to do. In fact, in any situation, gum chewing is not the most flattering thing to do. Hopefully the gum companies won't be too upset with that particular idea, but gum chewing is generally a little bit amateurish, if not childish. Okay, now, when people approach your booth, don't look away. Look them straight in the eye and say something. Okay? Doesn't have to be rocket science. Ask them how they're doing. Okay? Or if they're looking at something in particular, say something about it. Or ask them. Or just start a conversation. Is there anything that I can tell you about my business? Or in my case, did you ever hear of a part-time CFO? But the idea is that everybody who walks by your booth is a potential customer. Okay? And you can just let them walk on by, or you can take the trouble to get to know them and tell them about your business. And that impresses people. Okay? So, ultimately, you want to be somebody that is interested in them. I mean, I always remember the question that I like to ask people who are having trouble with somebody else. And the question is, or the approach is, think of somebody that you don't like. Okay? And then the person pauses for a second. I said, do you think of somebody? And they said, yeah. Okay. Now, how do you feel about that person? And invariably, the answer is, I don't like them. Okay? Well, that's how it works. When somebody walks by that you don't even know, and you approach them, and they may be a little bit hesitant because they really didn't come here to buy something and all that, but you're just being a nice guy. You're just engaging them in conversation. If they don't want to talk about your business, you don't have to talk about their business, and they will just continue along. Okay? But ultimately, you want to be engaging with as many people as you possibly can. Once again, we're trying to make connections to people, and this is you being your business. Okay? For a lot of us who work as employees, our job is our identity. As entrepreneurs, our business is our identity. And if you're going to advance your business, you got to get out there and be the business. Okay? So for the most part, that means when somebody walks by your booth, you go and get them. Okay? Now, soon enough, there will be enough people there that you'll have more than enough people to talk to. Okay? But there's no need to let anybody walk by if you got nobody to talk to. Find someone to talk to. And you use the opportunity to advance your business. Okay? The other thing is when you don't leave your booth unattended. Okay? Hopefully you can bring another person or two other people so that you can work in shifts, because it could be a grueling process trying to talk to everybody that goes by your booth in an 8-hour day. Fortunately, the Riverside Expo is only 3 hours, but the fact is, that's pretty tough. Try doing anything nonstop for 3 hours, and you'll see it'll wear you out. But the fact is, we can do it for 3 hours because we don't have to do it every hour of every day, and this is our big opportunity. Okay? There may be other business expos, but you'll be rested and recovered by the time they come along. But the fact is, you got 3 hours to sell your business as much as you can, so you don't want to waste that time. Use it or lose it. Okay? The other thing is, focus on the people that you're talking to or the person that you're talking to. Okay? If somebody else wants to talk to you, usually they will politely stand next to you and wait for your conversation to break. And that's exactly what they should be doing. And at the same time, though, you can't blow off the person that you're already talking to. You have to let him be satisfied that the conversation is over. Then you turn to the next person. Now, you may have a situation where somebody can't wait, and what they may do is just hand you their card so that you can talk later on. Well, that may be a very meaningful prospect. And the game there is, you do not want to blow off the person you're already talking to, but keep an eye on where that guy goes so you can go get him. Because if somebody is that interested that they, while you were talking, gave you a business card, that means they have a significant interest and probably want to talk to you. They may be trying to sell you something too, but you got to find out. and you don't want to waste any time, because if they are that that client that's going to change your business, you don't want to be letting them get away. And the fact is that every meaningful client looks just like every meaningless client. Okay? You don't know the difference. You treat them all like they're the one that's going to change your world. Okay? It's a patience game. It's a percentage game. It's a game. Okay? And the person who plays the game the best wins the game. Okay. Now, when you, remember what you do and what you are there for. Okay? Tell everybody about your business. You greet all comers. And you answer questions. Okay? You ask about their business and you tell them how you can help them. If they describe a business that can be very meaningful to your business, then you start digging a little bit deep and let them know that they that you are interested in their business as something that can help you. Okay? This cross-selling is a very, very important thing. And it's funny, as I've gone through the networking, and granted, I've been in my own business now for just about 20 years, so I kind of have a lot of experience. But one of the things that I always get a kick out of is when I'm joining a membership organization, people act like they're interested in my business until I join. Then they don't care about my business. And that's fine. People are like that. But the fact is, when you show that you're interested in somebody's business, it has that effect. I'm not saying that I join every networking organization because the people in the organization act interested in what I do, but I will acknowledge that it feels good. And if you're trying to sell something to somebody, you got to make them feel good. And making them feel good can be as simple as expressing interest in their business. Now, there are two ways to do this. One is to tell them specific things that you can do to help their business. You can also give them unsolicited advice about the way to approach certain businesses. And an example of that is let's think of a business that is a janitorial business, and the guy tells you a little bit about that, and he says something to the effect, or you ask him, well, what kinds of businesses do you generally work for? And he says, well, mostly, you know, a lot of mom-and-pop businesses and all that. So now instead of describing the businesses, he's describing the type of owners. And I then suggest to them, well, did you ever think of approaching the building management companies? And instead of hitting each individual tenant individually, maybe you could be working for the whole building. And obviously that role would put you in a cleaning the common areas place. But if you're cleaning the common areas in a business, wouldn't that put you in a really good place to offer your services to the tenants? Okay? Now, generically, on a radio show that's intended to help entrepreneurs, that sounds like good advice. But what if I were to tell that to a janitorial company who just approached me at my booth, and I suddenly give him a suggestion that could completely change the complexion of his business? Okay? Now, not only have I expressed interest in his business, which he liked, I gave him a suggestion that may never have occurred to him and may actually make things look a lot easier than he otherwise was feeling in terms of his business. And then the next thing, of course, is when he's a successful business, maybe he'll need an accountant like this one. This is Taking Your Business Seriously on KCAA 1050. I'm your host, Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. And today I've been talking about the Business Expo, a continuation of the subject started last week. There is a expo coming up in Riverside next Tuesday, January 31st, from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Riverside Convention Center. And we hope you'll be able to attend that. When we come back, we'll be we'll continue to talk about the Business Expo. If you have any questions relating to the subject of small business, you can email us through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com website, or you can call us at 888-909-1050. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners, do you want to spend more time focusing on your business and less on managing it? In these economic times, you don't need to add another full-time salary to get more effective administration. Take your business to the next level with radio host and founder of the part-time CFO, Gary Capolino, who has been serving Southern California business for over 20 years. He provides outsourced professional services you can afford. Call Gary at 951-653-5053. That's 951-653-5053 or GaryThePartTimeCFO.com.
Sassy!
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for, really? My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is Taking Your Business Seriously on KCAA 1050. I'm your host, Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. And today I've been talking about the Business Expo, a continuation of last week's podcast. If you missed last week's show, you can listen to a podcast at the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage, or you can listen to any of the earlier shows that I've done. And we've starting to accumulate quite a few. If you have any questions relating to the subject of small business, you can email us through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage, or you can call us at 888-909-1050. If you're going to call us on today's show, you better hurry because we're running out of time. Okay, back to the Business Expo. We're talking about exhibiting and the basic rules and remembering what you're there for. And the next item is to stay focused, okay? Avoid distractions. Now, one of the things that comes up quite a bit, and it's kind of the humanness element that we all have, but at the same time, it's unprofessional. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this, but try to keep it to a minimum, and that is you have your exhibit booth, and the babysitter shows up with the kids, and the kids are all anxious to see Dad at the exhibit booth, and they hang around the booth. And then suddenly, instead of marketing your business for this little window of time that you have to market your business, you're playing with the kids. Okay? It's not a bad thing, but you're losing your focus on why you're there. Okay? So a little bit of it is discipline, and a little bit of it is being a human being. But you got to find your best balance. Once again, you're not doing an exhibit at a business expo every day. And to get the most out of it, you got to stay focused. Okay, another thing that happens quite a bit is that you have your exhibit and people you already know outside your business channels, friends, neighbors, people that you know from the local baseball league. Okay, well, these are important people too, but at the same time, they're probably not customers. If they were customers, they may already be involved. If they didn't know you had a business, then maybe this is an opening for you. But don't spend a lot of time talking to these people, because you generally know already these people are not your prospects. If they're your friends and they know about your business, they already have the opportunity to pursue it. If you're talking specifically about your business with them, there's nothing wrong with that. But if they're there and your conversation continues on the social channel that you've already established with them, that's not productive exhibiting time. Okay? That doesn't mean you can't be friendly, you can't say hi, you can't have a little bit of a conversation, but don't go off on a tangent. Stay focused on your booth. Okay? So when somebody comes, you say hi, you ask them how they're doing, you talk about a little of this and that, but then you get right back to the next person because you're trying to sell your business. Okay? The other thing to remember is these people also may be there for business purposes, and you're not on the agenda. Okay. Now, the other thing, though, is that because you're in an environment where you're going to be where there are a lot of people that you regularly network with, okay, don't spend too much time talking to your friends from the group. Okay. They're trying to sell their business, too. Okay. They're talking to you. That makes them unapproachable. Same as if they come to your booth and talk to you, then you're unapproachable because you're in a conversation. Okay? I'm not saying you can't talk and socialize with these people, especially if things are a little bit slow and there aren't people out there. But for the most part, you want to be focusing on the people you don't know. There is a comfort of talking with people that you already know, but you got to step outside your comfort zone a little bit. You're getting into the new world of marketing. If you've been in sales all your life, you know what this is about. Okay? But for the most part, if you're new to marketing, it's got to stay focused. Okay? And in that particular sense, you kind of go light on the jokes and the funny stories and things along those lines because they are distractions. You got to be a serious-minded business person. Okay. Now, as for the networking at the Small Business Expo, okay, after you set up your booth, before the exhibit starts, that's when you get to see the other exhibits in the expo. And that's when you can do your some networking and a little bit of shopping. You don't know all the people that are out there. And when the show starts, you're not going to be able to go from booth to booth to booth unless you have people to staff your own booth for you. Okay? So in that particular sense, you want to get there early. You want to set things up. And in my case, I usually bring an assistant with me. And my approach for the most part is to have that person stay at my booth so none of the valuables walk away. And not that that's a significant problem, but it's a concern depending on what you're bringing. And then you go and you get to see the place and get to talk to the other exhibitors. But it's not at the expense of your exhibiting time. Now, you may not get to see everybody in their best light because they may not be particularly ready. But this is your only opportunity to see them, because when the show starts, you got your business to sell and you don't got time to do shopping. You can't do both. You can't be buying and selling at the same time. So you do your buying before the show starts, and when the show starts, it's showtime for you, and that's what. And then you spend your time selling. Okay? Now, if you're a one-man band, meaning there is only one person in your booth, and you're the only one, then you have fewer options. Because, again, depending on what you have in your booth, you don't want any valuables to be walking away. And for the most part, you have very little option about leaving. Okay? You got to stay there for the full 3 hours. Okay? That's not necessarily the worst thing. But at the same time, if you have other people, you have more room for restroom breaks. You have, you know, you can work and you can kind of rotate so that different people are promoting the business at different times, but the business is always being promoted. In fact, ideally, if you have three people, you can always have two or three people selling the business while and one person at different times, one of the three people, can be taking a break. And you can rotate, everybody's refreshed, and everybody's ready to go. Okay, now, when you have the full band, as I like to say, where you have several people, be it three or more, okay, then you have two missions, okay, as we talked about before. One is to exhibit and promote your business, and you do that from your booth, in your booth. And you can be as creative as you like with that in terms of the things that you bring. Okay? Just as an example, for myself, exhibiting at the Business Expo next week, and once again, I'll remind you that that is on January 31st, next Tuesday, from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Riverside Convention Center. Okay? But when you are, when I do my exhibit, I have a couple posters. One I use to promote the Taking Your Business Seriously video. Another one I use to promote the Taking Your Business Seriously radio show. I also have a banner that's got the name of my company. I also have sample business plans that are for sale. I also have the videos that are for sale. Okay? And I have trifold handouts. I have business cards. I have some booklets that I give to qualified, interested customers, and I have some marketing pieces that I like to hand out also. And ultimately, what I'm trying to do is to provide enough information so that anybody who picks up any of this stuff can get an understanding of what my business does and how it can help them. Okay. Now, granted, depending on which handout I give them, there's limited ability to change the world. But at the same time, it creates the opportunity that somebody who may be casually interested in the business, that they have something that they take with them that could possibly prompt them to try to communicate with me or the business at some future time. Okay. Now, the other mission that we have is to promote the business at other people's booths. Now, again, if you bring more people, you have all these options. But when we pursue plan A, as I described it a moment ago, where I have an assistant who stays at my booth while I go and tour the facility before the exhibit starts, the disadvantage is that I'm trying to see and communicate with the other exhibitors when they're probably more worried about setting up their booth. So that's not the best time frame or the best opportunity to get to know the other businesses. Now, if you bring more people, then that gives you the opportunity that you can leave some people in the booth and you can have some people go and tour all the other booths and sell in their booth instead of just in our booth. Okay? And once again, that's what we're there for. Once again, when we're at their booth, they're in a selling mode, so it may be a little bit more difficult to reverse things, but it's like I said before, expressing interest in somebody's business is a very good opening for them to take an interest in your business. Okay? And of course, the other thing that exists at seminars is the speaking opportunity. To be able to tell people about your business as an educational vehicle. Now, an example of this, without being so personal to my business, obviously, for what I do as an accountant, there are a million things that I could talk about, but let's just say for a moment that you're a plumber. Okay? You could do a seminar on, and usually these are 30 minutes to an hour, but you can do a seminar as a plumber, not so much where you tell them how you can fix all their plumbing problems, but how you might tell them about how they can do some do-it-yourself projects in the plumbing area. Okay? Or another one might be to educate them about the hazards of doing your own plumbing. Okay? It all depends on what you're interested in or what you think would be the best opportunity to present your business to the people who actually attend your seminar. Okay? Speaking opportunities can be great promotional events because you get a captive audience and they'll listen to anything you tell them. That's why they're there, to hear what you have to say. And ultimately, they don't necessarily want to sit there for a infomercial. But at the same time, if you can provide them good information, a lot of times that qualifies you as an expert. And when they have a problem in your field, they want an expert. Okay? And that's kind of the process of qualifying yourself. Okay? Remember, as I said before, whether it's in your booth or at other people's booths, the people that you talk to could be your best prospects because you might have more time to tell them about your business. Okay? This isn't a networking opportunity. This is an opportunity to engage people in conversation and tell them everything you can about your business as long as the conversation allows. Okay? Now, the other thing that's kind of cool is meeting other people in your industry. Okay? Just because you work in a specific industry does not make everybody else in that industry your enemy or your competitor. People specialize in very specialized sub-areas of particular disciplines. Okay? There's a big difference between fixing the plumbing in a residence and fixing the plumbing in a factory. The principles may be the same, but the fact is that the codes and the way plumbing is done in those two areas is probably significantly different. The contacts that you have to get customers probably vary. Of course, as a plumber, you can probably handle them all, but there are some people who only deal with a certain type of customer. For instance, the commercial customer, the guy that's building houses. I only do the plumbing for the people who are building houses, okay? Or the guy who manages the plumbing for six different warehouses, okay? Well, he sees you, and you only do residences. Well, when a residence approaches him, he can now refer that business to you. So other people in your industry are more your friend than your enemy, unless you treat them like your enemy. Gets back to what I said before about people who don't like you. It's usually because you don't like them. Okay. The other thing that goes with the expo is the Chamber of Commerce employees. Okay. These people could be your best referral source. Now, a lot of them are there as volunteers, but they're interested in promoting the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce's job is to promote its member businesses and to promote business altogether. Okay? So the better they know you, the better they can promote your business. Okay? A lot of the people that are on the board or officers of the Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce is very active at promoting those businesses. You want to get yourself on that list. Part of it is being more active. The other part of it is getting to know those chamber employees. This has been Taking Your Business Seriously on KCAA 1050. I'm your host, Gary Capolino, the part-time CFO. Today I've been talking about the Business Expo. This was part two of a two-part subject. If you'd like to hear part one or any of my earlier broadcasts, you can access the podcast through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage. If you have any questions that you would like me to bring to a future show, you can email me through the TakingYourBusinessSeriously.com webpage. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week, where we'll do our best to bring your business to the next level. Thank you.
KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, this is Superstation KCAA in Loma Linda with your local news. Now here's what's going on at 5 o'clock. Protest rallies this afternoon in front of San Bernardino City Hall and the Federal Immigration Office ended with several arrests. Police had to move in after the demonstrators refused to disperse. The incidents lasted for about an hour. On a related story, UC Riverside Police Chief Mike Lane says nine campus police officers were hurt during last Thursday's protest demonstration during the Regents meeting. Lane says injuries involved bruises, cuts, and scratches. None, though, required any major medical attention. Crime in Riverside, the Inland Empire's largest city, dropped 4% last year. Total number of reported crimes slipped below 11,000 for the first time since at least 1976. Crime was down in all categories except for burglary and murder. Police Chief Sergio Diaz says neighborhood watch programs can put a dent in burglaries. But curbing domestic violence, which helped push the murder rate up 44%, is tough to reverse, he says.
We know that strong and effective and prompt reaction to domestic violence, as an example, is something that tends to prevent a recurrence in the future.
Chief Diaz says his city does not have a huge gang problem, and innocent people, he says, can feel safe. Folks living near the Ontario Los Angeles International Airport will eventually find things a little quieter. The LA Board of Airport Commissioners will award a $5.5 million grant for the Quiet Home Residential Sound Insulation Program. The FAA has already kicked in another $6 million. That project will soundproof an estimated 215 dwellings, both single and multifamily units near the airport. Should take about 29 months to complete. An emergency program to eradicate the Asian citrus psyllid is being expanded in Riverside County. The invasive insect